And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of December, 2009. The birthday of the poet Kenneth Rexroth, South Bend, Indiana, 1905. It's the week of Christmas, a week of great stories, A Christmas Carol, and The Night Before Christmas, and others less known, such as the story by Evelyn Waugh, a story from 1934 entitled Bella Fleece Gave a Party, set in the north of Ireland outside a town called Ballingar, about a reclusive old lady, an Irish spinster who decides to give a big party. Bella Fleece, an aristocratic old lady with a big nose and blue eyes, walks with a limp, lives in a stately 18th-century mansion that is falling apart. Bella Fleece has been visited by her heir, a distant cousin from England, a young man with a BBC voice. She dislikes him. He spends a couple days there looking at her things and speculating about their monetary value, especially fascinated by a collection of rare first edition books. So as soon as he leaves, out of spite, she sells the rare books herself, gets £1,000, decides to throw a big party with the money. She arranges for a caterer, she remodels the house, she hires servants, sits down to write up the guest list, addresses the envelopes. There's gossip in the countryside about this party among some of the aristocratic women who have heard about the party, but they haven't gotten an invitation to it. Bella Fleece has a dressmaker come down from Dublin to make her a magnificent gown of crimson satin. She gets satin shoes, long white gloves, brings out her expensive jewelry. On the day of the ball, she wakes up early, she's excited, thinks about all she has to do, the candles she needs to light, and the linens and the silverware to set out, and the chrysanthemums to set out along the halls. 6 o'clock in the evening, she goes upstairs to dress herself. The house is beautiful, in candlelight. The clock strikes 8, and nobody comes. She waits. Midnight comes and goes, and nobody has arrived. She sits down to eat supper, quail, and champagne. A couple of ladies and their husbands come who had not been invited, and she tells them with great formality that she's unable to entertain them, and she sits down on the sofa, and she dies the next day. Her heir arrives from England for the funeral, spends a week sorting through her things, and among them he finds stamped, addressed, but never mailed, the invitations to the ball. Bella Fleece Gave a Party by Evelyn Waugh from The Complete Stories of Evelyn Waugh, and also found in a fine little book, Christmas Stories, published by Everyman's Pocket Classics. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, entitled Susanna. Nobody in the hospital could tell the age of the old woman who was called Susanna. I knew she spoke some English, and that she was an immigrant out of a little country trampled by armies. Because she had no visitors, I would stop by to see her, but she was always sleeping. All I could do was to get out her comb and carefully untangle the tangles in her hair. One day I was beside her when she woke up, opening small dark eyes of a surprising clearness. She looked at me and said, "You want to know the truth?" I answered yes. She said, "It's something that my mother told me. There's not a single inch of our whole body that the Lord does not love." She then went back to sleep. Susanna, a poem by Ann Porter from Living Things, collected poems published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.